In this week's parasha, the Torah tells us, before the Jewish people went out to war, a specially designated Kohen, known as the Kohen Meshulach Mechama, a Kohen anointed specifically for war, he would address the nation, and he would announce all the people that are exempt from participating in the war. One of those people are newlyweds. The Pasuk says, Lo yeitze betzava. He should not go out to battle, but rather, he should return home, v'simach es ishtoi asher lakach, to give happiness to the woman that he married. So there are two ways to interpret the words v'simach es ishtoi. The S can either be an intransitive verb or a causative verb. V'simach es ishtoi could either mean you should make your wife happy, or it could mean you should be happy with your wife, meaning you should make each other happy. Says Rashi, in order to find the right answer, we need to look in the Targum. And Unkala says, V'yachdi yas itse. It's a causative verb. You should make your wife happy. Then Rashi continues, and he's very adamant. V'ametargam v'yachdi imitse. Whoever translates it as, you should be happy with your wife, toyohu, he's making a huge mistake. Because then, the reading would have been, v'samach, and not v'simach. But the question is, why is Rashi so insistent? Why is he so adamant that the pshat is, you should make your wife happy? What's wrong? You should be happy with your wife. Make each other happy. That sounds like a nice arrangement. But here Rashi is teaching us a great lesson in marriage. When a person gets married, the attitude should not be, I will bring 50% of the happiness into the marriage, and my spouse will bring the other 50%. Because if you do that, after a while, you stop making cheshbonos. You'll say, let's see, I think I'm up to 55%, maybe even 60%. And my wife, she's slacking off. She's not pulling her weight here. So what's in it for me? And this will obviously create great friction in the marriage. Therefore, says Rashi, if you say I'll be happy with my wife only when she contributes her share, or when she keeps her end of the bargain, toyohu, this is a recipe for disaster. But rather, says Rashi, v'yachdi yasitze, causative, you should make your wife happy. If one approaches marriage from the perspective of, I will give 100%, and whatever my spouse brings is a bonus, then they will find happiness together. A marriage only works when each party is trying to make the other one happy, not when they're keeping score. Who's contributing what? What have you done for me lately? When each person tries to make the other one happy, they will both wind up being happy together. There's a story told about two very wealthy families that were meshadach with each other. And both sides promised to give $1 million each to the young couple. The Friday before the wedding, the father of the kala calls the father of the chasen, Mechutin, I have some terrible news. I made some bad investments and I declared bankruptcy. I won't be able to fulfill my obligation of giving $1 million to the couple. The father of the chasen tells him, if that's the case, the wedding is off. He tells him, what do you mean the wedding is off? The kids have feelings for each other. The invitations are out. The hall is paid up. You can't just call off the wedding. Sorry, if you can't keep your end of the bargain, we can't go through with the wedding. And the father of the kala says, Mechutin, you do what you want. In 6 days, my family is showing up to the wedding hall. And the father of the chasen is so distraught. He runs to his rav and he tells him the whole story. The rav tells him, you're so lucky that you're coming to me. It's late now, it's Friday afternoon. Come back after Shabbos and I'll explain everything. Comes back home and his family is waiting for him and they ask him, no, what did the Rav say? And he says, the Rav told me I'm lucky that I came to him. And they're all so relieved. There's a renewed enthusiasm in the house. The father tells them, it looks like the Rav has a plan. He probably knows of some secret investments that the Mechutin has and he will give us an eitz on how to go about this and everything will work out just fine. The entire Shabbos, everyone is so relaxed. They're having a true Einik Shabbos. Sunday morning, he goes back to the Rav, and the Rav tells him, I'll see you at the wedding Thursday night. I want to wish you that it should be B'shah Toiva Mitzlachas. And he says, Rabbi, what wedding? I came to you that I want to call off the wedding because he's reneging on his promise. And the Rav tells him, let me tell you what's going to happen here. You are going ahead with the wedding, and you're going to pay your $1 million, and you're going to pay his $1 million as well. But Rebbe, I thought you said I was lucky that I came to see you. And the Rav smiles and he says, I did say that. What I meant to say is, you're lucky that you came to see me. And that you are in your position and you still have your money. You're lucky that you are the giver in this story, and that you have the means to contribute for both parties. Thank Hashem that you are in your position and not in his position. And perhaps we can apply this same idea when it comes to marriage. A young couple gets married with high hopes and great expectations. Each spouse will bring their unique skills and talents and contribute equally. But unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way. And that is when the other spouse has to realize that Hashem gave you extra courage and resolve to carry the burden for both of you. That is the definition of v'simach ha'sishtai. Give 100%. Concentrate on being the giver. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.